Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It's 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation. Today, led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Good morning. Hope you would indulge me. I read this particular piece of scripture this weekend, and I thought it was very appropriate for some of the events that have happened in our world, and especially in the United States lately. This is Paul's letter to the First Thessalonians. Apostle Paul wrote this. Be at peace among yourselves, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another day in your glorious kingdom. We are so glad for the world that you've created for us. Father, there's a lot of sin in this world, and we need you, and we need Jesus to overcome this evil. Father, put before us this day what we are supposed to do that will be pleasing in your sight, and help us to accomplish those tasks. Father, we are just so thankful for every blessing you've given us here in Jefferson County. Lead us and guide us, and forgive us where we fail you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin a little out of order today with item B under Commissioner's Court, which is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a proclamation recognizing National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Month and celebrating the life-saving mission of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by everybody. Do I? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And if we would have representatives of Julie Rogers come up to the podium, I will read this proclamation. And it reads, whereas September and October are National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Months that bring communities together to heighten information on the risks and symptoms of these diseases, and to champion education, prevention, and early detection. And whereas breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, except for skin cancers, and approximately 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer during her lifetime. And whereas the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program has served Southeast Texas for more than 3 decades, providing thousands of free breast cancer screenings, diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds and biopsies with navigation to treatment for medically underserved women. And whereas the Gift of Life has helped diagnose breast cancer in 25 Southeast Texas women in less than 2 years and more than 315 women through its life-saving medical services. And whereas Gift of Life's Julie Richardson Proctor Ovarian Educational Outreach Program heightens awareness of ovarian cancer, a silent disease, which is the 5th leading cause of cancer deaths of women in the United States. And whereas the Gift of Life will host the 15th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Monster Dash in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 25th, to further awareness of breast and ovarian cancer through Southeast Texas, while also raising funds for its provision of prevention and educational outreach. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County that we do hereby proclaim September and October 2025 as Breast and Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and Tuesday, September 16th, as Gift of Life Breast and Ovarian Cancer Awareness Day. And we also call upon all the citizens of Jefferson County to honor these months by celebrating survivors, pursuing preventative health practices, and joining the gift of life in its mission to save lives. Signed this day by the members of the court.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Brannick and Commissioners and Commissioner Erickson. Thank you so much for that prayer, which is so meaningful and so compelling, particularly during these challenging times. And you mentioned blessings, and we, on behalf of Gift of Life, want to thank you and the commissioners and Judge Brannick for blessing us and the citizens of Southeast Texas with the support that you've provided for so many years. Not here with us today is our executive director, Norma Sampson, who's with her husband, who is undergoing a medical procedure. Also not with us today is Allison Lowe, a 49-year-old ovarian cancer warrior who is undergoing treatment. But today, although she had planned to be here, today is with her husband, Mark Lowe, at a medical appointment in Houston, and she called me last night very, very disappointed that she could not be here with us today. But I'm going to read a very brief note from her. Hello, good morning. My name is Allison Lowe, and I'm a proud wife and mother of three children, 49 years old. I'd planned to join you today and regret I'm unable to do so due to my attending a medical appointment with my husband, Mark. As my children began school a year ago, one in college, one a senior in high school, and one in the eighth grade, I received shocking news. I was diagnosed unexpectedly with ovarian cancer last September, which happens to be Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, ironically. Therefore, this began my journey of chemotherapy, major surgery, and other treatments. I'm most thankful for my family, friends, community, and prayer warriors. My heart is full of gratitude for being selected as an angel among us, and we have, she's one of several this year, by Gift of Life that serves thousands of Southeast Texans through its mission of saving lives. This outstanding nonprofit continues daily to make a difference with also with its educational outreach and other exceptional programs. It is imperative that we join Gift of Life's endeavors to increase awareness about ovarian cancer and its symptoms, to help call attention to the need for early diagnosis and treatment of this disease. I wholeheartedly endorse its efforts to educate women on the signs, symptoms, and critical nature of early detection of ovarian cancer that will help us continue saving lives. And I just want to add that we did lose a number of people to ovarian cancer, all within a short period of time. Included among them are Julie Richardson Proctor, for whom this walk is named, 5K is named, and Georgie Volts, many of you will remember, and several others. And It was a very sad time for us, knowing that if those symptoms had been detected early, if a diagnosis could have helped save their lives. Thank you. This is from Allison. Thank you for presenting a proclamation on behalf of this of Breast and Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. I hope to see each of you at the Gift of Life Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run on Saturday, October 25th. And of course, our prayers, and we hope yours are going to remain with Allison and her saving her life, which she's undergoing some challenging times. Also, I want to thank you for understanding the need for taking care of underserved individuals in Southeast Texas. That is so important in everything we do for all these years has been compassion, understanding, and love. Notwithstanding whether someone has $5 in their pocket or $50, it matters not. We don't care what their circumstances are. We care deeply, but all we want to do is help them and save their lives, and we've been able to do that with over 300 women. So again, our deepest appreciation and gratitude from all of us, and I'm going to ask Ingrid Holmes to say a few words and introduce the others who are here with us today. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. We certainly appreciate the proclamation and your recognition collectively and individually of the Gift of Life. As Regina said, I'm Ingrid Holmes, and joining me are some of our board members, volunteers, survivors, And we were hoping a couple of our angels among us, and I'd like to list who they are. Deborah Drago, Kelly Fowler, Marguerite Humphrey, Allison Lowe for her beautiful sentiments, Emily Mellon and Michelle Smith are our angels among us. And behind me, I have Galen Jones, Dora Nessie, and Thelma Eve. And they are volunteers both from the health profession and to the Gift of Life. And we could not provide our services without their assistance. We want to also emphasize the various health presentations, and we want the community to know that we are available and stand ready to provide educational information individually to people when they call the Gift of Life, and also to provide information to groups and presentations to groups about ovarian cancer, about breast cancer, because we know that the most important thing about this is early detection, and people can be cured, particularly from breast cancer, if caught early. So we really encourage that. We want everyone in the community to know that our walk is October the 25th. It's going to be a fun-filled family day, and we want people to come out and celebrate those people who are our survivors in our community. Baptist Hospital is one of our amazing partners that provide services with us, and we're very pleased not only with their partnership, but with the partnership of all the other health providers that work very closely with the Gift of Life to make sure that we are giving our medically underserved individuals the best care, or at least the best preventive care that we can. Thank you so much. We appreciate everything that you all have done for us, and we hope to see everyone here at the walk on October the 20th.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the work y'all do.
Detail, and I know she just doesn't like it when I do it, but I have to say, with us, in addition to Galen from Baptist Hospital and Velma English, is Dora Nesby, who is now 94 years old, and she's one of our greatest and best volunteers, so I want to give her a round of applause.
Finally old enough to drink.
Sorry, what?
She's finally old enough to drink.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to say on behalf of the Gift of Life that we thank you. And I am so blessed to have been a part of the Gift of Life since its inception. And I'm really upset if they don't call me and tell me, come, we need you to work. Because that's what I like to do. I like to volunteer where I know it's being beneficial to lots of people. And I know that I'm blessed to be here. I've lived for 94 years old, so I'm just looking forward to 94 more.
and her sweet sugar of Cleveland Nisby is shining down on us and so proud of what she's continuing to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right.
And again, I want to say one thing.
I want to say this before you. Cleveland Nisbet would really be proud of Commissioner Bo Everett, Bo Alfred. Thank you, Brother Everett.
What about the other commissioners?
Paul Rand.
Cleveland Nisbet is Paul Rand.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Real good. Real quick. Tell Ingrid not to text me to ask if she can put the ribbon up at the subcourt. Every year, everything, I say, why are you texting me and asking me that? So please instruct her not to call me. Just
thank you.
Put it up.
Thank you on behalf.
Yeah, thank you all for scheduling this walk and run during October and not in August. All right. I neglected to start the meeting with the time of public comment. If there's any individual in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending the meeting remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for proposals for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the job order contract for Jefferson County Tax Office partitions with Preferred Facilities Group in reduction of a reduction of $2,886.52 for reduced electrical costs and additional flooring and trim repair, bringing the total amount from $66,490.45 down to $63,603.93. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of construction completion for a contract with Crane Bio Pump Station Generators and Building Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project for Jefferson County to BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. This project was awarded on Tuesday, August 15, 2023. Funding for this project was provided by the Texas General Land Office. With any additional cost over the budgeted GLO grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 per our interlocal agreement. Item D is to request approval to release final invoice in the amount of $159,754.20 for the contract for the Crane Bio Pump Station Generators and Building under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project for Jefferson County to BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR, Section 200.318 through 326. Again, the project was awarded August 15, 2023, with funding by the Texas General Land Office, with any additional costs over the GLO grant funds being funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and execute an agreement for AT&T switch to Ethernet service and related customer letter of authority with NetSpark IP and Telecom for 19 circuits at an annual estimated cost of $71,000 for a period of 60 months. This is a renewal of the original agreement approved by Commissioner's Court August 24, 2020. And item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file agreements with Stormwind LLC in Jefferson County for online 12 enterprise all-access license training in the amount of $77,080 for a 12-month period, and that is for MIS training. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2026. Item B is to receive and file the revised County Health Authority agreement with AZIA EDMD effective October 1st, 2025. Item C is consider approve authorize county judge to execute the Savins maintenance contract with the Office of the Attorney General number C-02709. Item D is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the Criminal District Court for additional costs for proper attorney's fees in the amount of $175,000. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law number 3 for additional costs for proper attorney's fees in the amount of $25,000. Item F is consider and authorize county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period 10-1-25 through 9-30-26. Item G is to consider and approve a budget amendment or budget transfer for the tax office auto dealer for additional costs for remodeling in the Beaumont office in the amount of $4,783. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 531753 through 532289. Item I is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the sheriff for additional costs for postage in the amount of $15,000. Do you have a motion on these items?
Motion. So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Sinegal and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve the appointment of Doug Saunders as Place 2 Commissioner of Jefferson County ESD District Number 5 to serve for the remainder of the two-year term of the office expiring on January 1st, 2027. This appointment by Commissioner Sinegal, Roden Bridge Precinct 3. Item B is consider possibly approve, receive.
We did it.
Pardon me?
Go to C.
We did that.
Oh, excuse me. Item C is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file a proclamation for 2025 National Voter Registration Day. And via addendum, item, I'll take those separately. Do I have a motion on A and C? Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item D is to conduct a public hearing regarding the establishment of a reinvestment zone for Project Cement pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.001 at SEC. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. All right. We will now open a public hearing on a reinvestment zone for Project Cement. If there's anyone who wishes to make comment on this item, they may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, please unmute your line by pressing star 6. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing. Item E is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file an order establishing the reinvestment zone for Project Cement pursuant to Texas Tax Code Chapter 312.001 at SEC. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 8, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve the hiring of Jeremy Dwayne Way as a reserve deputy for Constable Precinct 8 in accordance with with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Tax Office, we have one item. Consider and approve an erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to Deborah J. Wales in the amount of $3,183.62 in accordance with Property Tax Code 31.11. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Human Resources, item A is consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Jules Barnes, an employee at the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anyone who wishes, any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Hey, Judge. I wanted to just remind everybody, I sent out the email yesterday, but the south door of the courthouse coming out of the basement heading toward Annex 1 and Annex 2, it will be closed starting tomorrow, and it'll be closed for 2 weeks just for sidewalk work that will go on in that area. This doesn't affect the judge's driveway or any of that. It's just along that wall over there. So anyway, just want to remind everybody, we're going to get Greg and those guys to put up a blockade on the inside so that people don't head out that door and head up. So anyway, just wanted to remind everybody.
Thank you. Anything else? All right. Well, we appreciate all of y'all being present here today, and we are adjourned.